Pastor Corey Brooks is joining us of the New Beginnings Church. Pastor Brooks became known, about a decade ago, as the rooftop pastor. And now we hear that he's going to be setting up a tent on top of a shipping container. Got to ask him what that's all about. Pastor Brooks, thanks for calling in to WGN.
Thanks for having me on the show. I greatly appreciate it.
When does this start? You're going to be setting up your tents very soon, I hear.
Yeah, Saturday, November 20th, we're going to be feeding 5,000 families, passing out turkeys. And then at 3 o'clock, we're going to go to the roof, and we're going to stay there for 100 days so we can bring attention and awareness to the violence and also to raise money to build the community center that we've been trying to build to fight the violence and the poverty in our neighborhood, but become a model for not just Chicago, but for America.
Pastor Brooks, jog my memory. I think it was very successful in terms of the awareness campaign you ran when you were living on the roof before, and you made headlines all over the place. Some money came in, too, to help the community. Tell us what happened then and what you want to raise now.
Absolutely. So we raised the $450,000 originally to buy the motel 10 years ago. We then raised an additional $150,000 to tear the motel down, and then we started our endeavor to build a community center, and that's where we are now. The community center that we're trying to build is not just a community center, but it's an entrepreneurial school, it's a trade school, it's for trauma counseling, it provides a lot of things to the neighborhood. We're going to be able to have over hundreds of people with jobs, and it's going to cost upward of about $30 million. So we're trying to raise as much of that $30 million as possible. Of course, we would love to be able to build it debt-free because we don't want to have debt. But in order to do that, we got to sacrifice and we got to get a lot of people on board. So that's exactly what we're trying to do.
Pastor Brooks, could you have imagined we'd be where we are now? You've been calling attention to violence. You've been coming up with solutions. You've been trying to work with all sorts of people about the violence issue in the city. And here we are at a point in time when it just seems to be at such unacceptable levels. No amount of violence is acceptable. But here we are with an even greater problem on our hands than we had back then.
Yeah.
Give us your perspective.
Well, you know, that's really the reason why I'm trying to bring attention to what we do. I believe what we do is a model. It works. In 2012, the Chicago Sun-Times said we were the most dangerous block in the city of Chicago, O block. That's what the article said. Now here we are 8 years later, 9 years later, and we're not even in the top 30. And that's because we've been putting in the work. We have an organization that strives on getting rid of the violence, and the model is working. And we believe that we can bring more attention to it, then we can help several other communities that are struggling with the same thing. And it's no doubt in our mind that not only can we help our city, the city that we all love, but around the country where there are pockets of violence like Memphis and St. Louis and New Orleans, these other places, they need a model that works. And I believe that we can provide that.
And your model, you've been working for several years, over a decade? I know that one of the things you do is you get in front of the violence. You provide opportunities. You build people up in a different way. And it's part of the solution that so many are suggesting has to be done in addition to stronger penalties for people committing crimes.
Absolutely. We have to get in front of the violence by providing opportunities and options and alternatives, especially to those who are shooters or likely to be shot. And then we have to create a structure in the community that brings the community in, that empowers them and gets them back to work. Work brings dignity, and dignity brings hope. And so that's what we have to do. And we have a model that works at Project Hood, and we would love for people to go onto our website and check it out. But most of all, we would also like for people to come out and help us to do what we're trying to do, and that is make our city a better city, make our community a better community, and create a model that we believe will work across America. So we need all the help we can get. November the 20th, we're kicking it off. And we got CEOs who are coming out, and I'm really grateful and thankful for that. We got a lot of CEOs and companies in Chicago that are being very supportive. And you can go on our website and you can see all the CEOs who are helping out. So I'm believing that we'll be able to get this challenge and accomplish a great work.
Good to see you get the business community involved, too, and anybody can give. How would they do that, Pastor Brooks, if someone's listening and would like to offer some sort of help?
Right. If you'd like to help, we'd love for you to go to our website, projecthood.org, projecthood.org. That's Project H-O-O-D. Hood stands for Helping Others Attain Destiny. Projecthood.org, and you can give there and also find out all the information, how not just giving your money, but you can give your talents and some time. We need volunteers for the food giveaway on Saturday, and we're just really trying to make an impact. We love Chicago. We love the city. We want it to be a better place, and so we need all the help that we can possibly get from people in the suburbs, from people around the city, and people around the country. We're asking them, we're pleading with them to come alongside and assist us and help us to make things better.
Yeah, and I know that's been your life's mission, and you've been doing an incredible amount of work, both publicly and not so publicly. When you talk to kids in your neighborhood, young adults, what is it you're hearing right now about the violence and I guess even the improvements and things that you provided there?
Well, you know, there are a lot of kids who appreciate, and young people who appreciate the opportunities that we're giving them, and they wish that there were more opportunities. But at the same time, also, there are a lot of people who are losing hope and confidence in believing that people are there for them, especially those who need another chance and those who need options and alternatives. Sometimes when they feel like they're not getting that, they throw in the towel and they give up. But we want to come alongside and say, hey, don't give up. Don't quit. Here are options. Here's some alternatives. Here's an opportunity. We believe in you. It's the value of people. And that's what we believe in. And we believe that we can help change lives, change the trajectory of lives, and help people to better take care of their families and get a hold of this violence and poverty that is shaking not just Chicago, but is definitely a problem across America. We want to do our job to make the world a better place, mm-hmm. and we need all the help we can get.
You're getting ready to get up on the rooftop there. Do you have some warm blankets, Pastor Brooks, some warm clothes and everything? I mean, this is a tough time to be doing that, and I know that doesn't deter you in any way, shape, or form, but we're going to be talking to Tom Skilling coming up, and he's not predicting warmth, really, from Saturday forward.
Right. Tell Tom he's going to have to come and do a couple of weather shows from the tent and come up on the roof, especially on one of those snowy, rainy days.
I hear you. ProjectHood.org, if you can help out. It's a great way to help. And thank you for your time, Pastor Brooks. We'll be rooting for you up there.
Thank you so very much. And hopefully we get to talk throughout the 100 days and show you how it's going.
We'd love that. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.